The pandemic added in total, I think, something like 36 billion to our national debt over these last 2 years. And the governor of the central bank is warning today that any windfall that might come the government's way, any extra tax revenues raised, money raised from the sale, for example, of bank shares held by the government, that should be used to pay down that debt. Is that good advice?
Yes, I think basically we've already, with the summer economic statement, mapped out how we intend to manage the public finances and get back to a position close to deficit within 5 years, and that is a clear commitment of government. Generally, the approach, the massive intervention we took in the economy, it's unprecedented, but it's been unprecedented across Europe as well, and it's been advised by all of the key ECB and all key economists support that. But yes, you can't keep on doing that forever, and that's part of the reopening context. You know, we've got to try and get the economy moving again. It will start moving again, and any additional bounces we get from that will have to be prudently used to protect the fiscal status of the country.
Just finally, Taoiseach, I'd like to turn to political matters. Criticism from some within Fianna Fáil of your leadership of the party, of the government, some relating to your handling of the pandemic, poor standing in the opinion polls. Will there be that promised review of Fianna Fáil's performance in last year's general election?
Oh, yes, there will, yeah. And it will be the first day. It's happening on the 9th and 10th. We're having the, or thinking, but on the first day, it will be in relation to the review of the general election. And notwithstanding, we would have loved to have done better in the general election. We were still the largest political party in Dáil Éireann in the aftermath of that general election, but we would have preferred to have done better, and there will be a review of that.
A lot of the criticism, though, appears, particularly your internal criticism, appears to focus on perhaps what some might see as your tolerance of indiscipline within the three-party government, ministers leaking cabinet decisions even while meetings are still underway. We saw that with the Catherine Zappone appointment a little earlier. As Taoiseach, because of the nature of the government you lead, do you just have to tolerate that?
Well, no, first of all, look, as a Taoiseach, I'm I'm into substance. I'm into the big policy issues that and challenges that face our country. COVID-19 taking people and trying to protect people as much as we possibly can, a key objective in the last year as Taoiseach, but also the housing challenge, which we'll be launching.
To lead a government that has cohesion.
We do indeed, yeah. And it's a three-party coalition government, first of its kind in the history of the state. That does present challenges, and yeah, government does have to collectively work together. And it has been too. I mean, the climate, the big ticket items we're doing well on, actually, I would argue.
Right. So we will do well in housing. Leaking isn't a problem.
It is a problem. Like, leaking shouldn't occur, and particularly of conversations around the cabinet table, because the context can get misapplied and all of that. And I think there's an obligation on all to be conscious of that. But I think in the bigger picture, I think on the substantial issues, we've achieved a lot over the last year and a bit in this government, and some significant legislation passed that will have economic benefits into the futures. We've published a marine planning bill, which will be significantly important in terms of offshore wind and so on like that, and streamlining all of that. The climate, the housing, the healthcare will be improved as a result of actions that this government has taken.
And just briefly on the Zappone appointment, Simon Coveney says that he deleted texts between himself, Leo Varadkar, and Catherine Zappone. Should ministers be deleting texts?
No, I think I haven't seen the full testimony, but basically, you know, your official, anything that any records in relation to official work or business is normally retained. And I think just on that issue, again, as part of the three-party government, we've agreed that any additional appointments or any appointments to particular positions is shared amongst us. Yeah. It didn't happen on this occasion in advance of the cabinet. It wasn't a majorly significant appointment, let's be honest about it, but it was an envoy in relation to the freedom of expression issue in the context of our UN Security Council membership. I think Simon Coveney has apologised for that. He's been upfront about it.
Do you delete texts yourself?
Well, I don't do government business by text. Well, I don't, and that would be known. I don't do government business by text. I engage with people and I ring people.
Right. And just a final question, are you looking forward to continuing to serve in government and as leader of Fianna Fáil to the end of this government's term?
I am indeed, yes, absolutely.
And all the way?
All the way. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of challenges coming our way. The biggest challenge will be, hopefully as we emerge from COVID-19, that we can get the balance right in terms of our economy, get people back to work, but above all, get people access to homes and housing. That's something I would dearly love to see realised during the lifetime of this government, that people will see that we've turned a corner in terms of your capacity to get a house, whether it's social house, affordable house, cost rental. That, to me, is the biggest challenge facing us now.
And we'll be hearing more about that tomorrow. Yeah. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.